Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." What causes you to lock the doors? What makes you afraid? For Jesus' first disciples, it was fear of what the Jewish leaders might do to them, fear that they might do to them what they had done to Jesus. You might also say it was fear of the future, fear of an unknown future. That fear caused them to hide and huddle. It paralyzed them. How about you? What causes you to huddle and hide? What keeps you from taking action in life and in the name of the Lord? Is it fear of what others might say or do? Is it fear of an unknown future? What causes you to lock the doors? When situations that have the potential to fill you with fear rise around you, Jesus stands next to you and says, "Peace be with you." After Jesus spoke those words to his first disciples on Easter evening, he said to them, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you," and went on to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit and the gift of forgiveness. Jesus was not only the extender of peace, he was the provider of peace. This is why he had come to seek and to save the lost, to offer himself in perfect payment for sin, and to offer his living hands and side as positive proof of his victory. Jesus came to bring the forgiveness that disarms fear and opens the way to true, lasting peace. This peace does not dictate what others might say or do to you, but it keeps you secure, no matter what others might say or do. This peace does not determine what the future holds for you, but it does uphold you, no matter what the future holds. All of this is wrapped up in Jesus' words, "Peace be with you." O blessed Savior, I thank you for your death and resurrection. Through your faithful work, I know I have peace with God. Continue to bless me with this peace. Use it to calm my fears, remove my doubts, and give me a never-failing joy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.